Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Josh Widdicombe.
And I'm Rob Beckett.
Welcome to Lockdown Parenting Hell, the show in which Rob and I discuss what it's like to be a parent during lockdown, which I would say can be a little tricky. So, in an effort to make some kind of sense of the current situation...
and to make me feel better about my increasingly terrible parenting skills...
each episode we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how well they're coping.
Or hopefully not.
And we will be hearing from you, the listener, with your tales of lockdown parenting woe.
Because, let's be honest, none of us know what we're doing.
Hello, and you are listening to Lockdown Parenting Hell with...
the video's still downloading, Rob.
Oh, don't send people. Please send audio. Just do a WhatsApp voice note.
Thank you for sending, but I'll be honest with you. My phone is now full of videos of children I don't know, and it's a real worry.
It's, yeah. It's... you know what I mean? When that gets seized in a 25 years time because of, you know...
oh, my word.
Someone's been naughty on the last leg. The last thing is, Josh Widdicombe needs his phone being seized and all these children shouting his own name.
Charlie, can you say... can you say Josh Widdicombe? Very good.
Oh. Do you know what, Rob? I've got to take it back straight away.
Okay, why?
The video was worth it. He was holding his pom-pom jar.
Oh, I see. Okay, fair enough. We apologise.
Fair enough. It's a fair cop. It's a fair cop.
Yeah, so as long as they're holding a pom-pom jar, Josh will accept videos of children. Yeah. That's the new rule.
That is... Charlie from Barrow-upon-Soar. I don't know if that's the same as the Barrow in Furness that you've presumably done on tour years
Barrow-in-Soar? I don't know. Let's have a little Google. Barrow-in-Furness. And now, have you spoken about Barrow-in-Furness on this show? Barrow-in-Furness is a lively place, I'd say.
I remember doing a tour show there in about 2014, I'd say. 13, 14.
Yeah.
We went to... I want to say Revolution, but it might have been a Yates's. It was one
of those, right?
The only place that was open. And inside the middle of this bar was a bucking bronco.
That sums up Barrow-in-Furness. They build nuclear submarines and they get piston gun bucking broncos.
It was absolutely astonishing.
But no, Barrow-upon-Soar is near Loughborough.
Oh, well, there we go.
And near a place called Quorn.
Not spelled like Quorn.
Spelt like actual Quorn. I bet they hate that. How can you call a food Quorn and there's a town called Quorn? There's a premier in Quorn, the Quorndon Fox. You can't call it the Quorn Fox, can you?
Maybe this is where they invented Quorn.
The manor house at Quorn. Mo Farah just running around eating at different places.
How many coffees you had, Rob?
I've had a lot of coffee and it's been a long day.
What's your day been like?
Day's been like I took the three-year-old to Quorn FC. Sorry, lads. There's a Quorn FC. Sorry, hang on, I'm getting distracted. I went little kickers. Like a football thing young kids.
Kiddie kicks, yeah.
And you do kiddie kicks. Well, little kickers. This one's called, and it's for 2.5-year-old to 3.5-year-olds. And my daughter was the only girl there, and the rest of it was almost like an open audition for Green Street 4. The football factory, that kind of vibe. A lot of lads, a lot of children dressed like they are in the Crystal Palace Academy, like full tracksuits
stuff.
Oh, wow. A lot of geezers there, a lot of swagger, a lot of tracksuits.
How do you go down in that crowd? Because are they all like trying to banter with you?
A little bit of banter. Everyone was quite quiet and just sort of looking after their kids, but I can slip into that vibe easy, mate.
Yeah.
As much as I do a bit of, you know, I work in the arts, mate. I do theatre shows. Do you know what I mean? I'm an alternative artist. But the inside of me is a man that just wants to sit in a pub on a Sunday and have 10 pints and slag off football.
Yeah.
And that was the place for it.
How did your daughter do? Was she good?
Do you know what? Very good. Ooh. Without saying it, because there's a lot of people there that's desperate for their kids to want to do football.
Yeah.
And I'm completely ambivalent, really. I sort of think I'm quite pushing for an indoor sport like gymnastics so you don't get too cold at the weekend. So if she is good at football and wants to do football, that's fine. But I'm not pushing it. But yeah, she loves it. She always picks a ball out. She was playing on her own. Do you know, she's got a touch on her. She's got a bit of swaz. She keeps kicking with the outside of her foot, though, which almost, it looks like she's not very good at football. But some of the finishing she's doing, it's like a prime Berbatov.
Oh, wow. The extra yard is in her head. That kind of...
Yeah, or she's got an arrogance that will only really be appreciated on Premier League gold.
Yeah, she's a luxury player.
Yeah. At the time, Berbatov, Ozil, oh, lazy. What did they do? You see a compilation of them on YouTube and it's just different gravy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But either way, she enjoyed herself and she's got a football with her name on it, which she loves.
Lovely.
So
going
it
back
was
next
a successful
week?
Day. We're going back next week. A minute before we were due to leave, she cried and said, I don't want to go football. Leave me alone.
Oh, no.
And when you've paid all the deposits, but I gave her a lollipop. And then it was a 5-minute walk to the football place. But the only way she'd go is if I took her in my car, which involved a car seat change. That's how desperate we were to get her there. So I did a car seat change.
Why were you so desperate to get her there? Just because you'd paid the deposit?
Well, we've paid. And also all week, she's been so excited about it, telling everyone she's going and going, is it football day yet? Is it? So I knew. And she got there and absolutely loved it. She plays football on her own in the garden without anyone telling her to do it.
She played you for a fucking lollipop straight away.
She played me for a lollipop and a quick go in the electric car.
Yeah, exactly.
They like the electric car because children love talk. This is what this is something you've got to learn about kids. They love talk. They don't like going fast. They love talk. They're like an initial speed is which what you get.
Yeah.
But then I looked like a right twat at the football because she started telling everyone I had a fast car.
How long did you drive for? Just straight down the road?
Honestly, I was on the main road for probably less than a minute.
Oh,
it's the shortest drive I'll ever do. So I literally got on the road, made sure no one was there, accelerated as fast as I could, didn't break the speed limit, and then slowed down and then pulled into the sports centre. So she got a fast car drive, she got a lollipop, and she got a football with her name on it. What more do you want?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's lovely.
COVID reasons, apparently, that you have your own ball. So you don't touch the other balls.
Oh, really?
But I think there are ways just to earn more money from COVID, aren't there?
Yeah, exactly.
You probably need your own one of them. I'll start charging people for actual chairs at my gigs. Yeah, it's 20 quid for the show, 40 quid for the chair to rent for COVID regulations. But yeah, we did that. So that was all good.
Did you get to keep the ball though, right?
She kept the ball. Yeah, she's got the ball and we're taking it away with us. I'm excited, Josh. We're going to Centre Parks.
Oh, very
nice.
We
are officially allowed to go. Well, we've been to... We're recording this a little bit early because we're going to Centre Parks. But from the 12th, Centre Parks opens and we're allowed to go and we are going to Centre Parks on an actual holiday.
Who's going? Just the four of you?
Just me. Just a bit of time away. Yeah. No, me and Lou and the girls.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited.
And what happens at Centre Parks, Rob? I've never been.
So there's a subtropical swimming paradise, which is basically like... a big swimming pool with flumes and rapids and wave machines under a big dome. And it's always nice and warm. It's subtropical, Josh.
Yeah.
But that is nuts because it's classed as a water park, not a swimming pool.
So a dome doesn't count as inside?
I don't know. I don't know, mate. But it's shut, but we've got a slight refund. Everything else is open. Shops are open there. Restaurants and bars are open for delivery to your chalet. Yeah. And you can sit outside. There's a sports bar. That we can sit up outside. So that's what we're doing and we're excited, Josh.
I think you'll have a lovely time.
What about you? What's that? You working still lots?
I'm livid at the moment, Rob.
Why are you livid?
Well, on the talk of days out, Rob, I was discussing Hever Castle with Rose.
Oh, don't talk to me about Hever Castle. Lou's got a season pass.
Well, that's what Rose said. She said, the Becketts are always going. You'll have seen it on Lou's Instagram. And I was like... I haven't, you know. And then I thought, I'm not following her. So I clicked on her.
Yep.
And it said, requested.
She's requested you off, yeah? Has she accepted?
No, she has not accepted my request, Rob. And this must have been fucking months ago, because...
she let Rose in, but not you.
She let Rose in, but not me.
Maybe she's having an affair with someone at Hever Castle, and you would tell me.
Exactly.
That Rose would keep it a secret.
Rose is like, lots of great pics of Hever Castle. I can't see them, Rob. I'm not allowed, mate.
Well, it's absolutely lovely, and the kids really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, I'll tell Lou to accept you.
Well, no, don't. Let's see whether she listens to the podcast, Rob.
Oh, that's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like the way two men are using this podcast to take the piss out of their Christmas presents and make sure to see if they're listening to their husbands in order to work out their Instagram policy. But, you know, you've got to find out somehow, haven't you, Josh?
I couldn't believe my eyes, Rob, when I saw
requested. I tell you what, I don't think she'll accept you, mate. I think you've just become lost in the mire. Because I sometimes tag her in, but she's private. She don't want anyone to see
her. Yeah. Well, I know she's fucking private, mate. I can see that.
Anyway, but go Hever. We'll do a little. We're allowed to do a double.
I'd love to go
family
Hever.
Date now, aren't we?
Yeah. Is it worth the Blackwall Tunnel?
That's what I'm going to say. I don't know. It is a trek. There may be better places east in Essex and north of East London, but
yeah,
I'd say it might be a bit of a trek, but it's worth it for a day. They'll sleep in the car, won't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but not when you have the new one and your whole life's dictated by nap times.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm dreading it. The first couple of months of that new one, the nap's all over the shop enough and they just nap in the Bugaboo B5.
Well, I've got an idea. You just chuck your eldest in the car, come down to Hever, and then that means Rose can look after the baby, and then you've given Rose a break, and then your daughter's been out. Job done.
Exactly. Great
Hever
stuff.
It is. Right, Josh. The subject of your school being small. We have got a smaller school here from, it looks like, Ellie Grace. Smaller school than yours. So how big was your school?
There was four in my year, Rob. And so there was about 40 to 45 overall.
Okay, here we go. 40 to 45 in your school. Anyway, this is Ellie Grace, 96. I went to a smaller school. I grew up on a Scottish island off the west coast. The island had less than 30 residents and only 5 kids.
No.
There was one classroom and one teacher, and each child was in a different year group. There were no school dinners, and PE was often a walk to the village hall or pier. There was no secondary school on the island. When you went to secondary school, you had to live with strangers on the mainland 5 days a week.
That is insane.
She didn't give us the name of it, though. I'd like the name of that place.
What a gig for the teacher that is.
Well, I'm going to shock you here. I don't think that's a teacher. I think it's just an adult that was willing. This can't be a proper teacher.
Yeah, because there's 30 people on the island. One of them's a teacher. But the problem with that is you're literally doing everything at the school.
I'd love to go there and set up a private school and just try and steal some business. See if you can nick them.
If you're the teacher, you're not getting any break because you've got to be in charge of lunch break. You've got to be in charge of...
Yeah.
You're in charge of every moment of that day, 5-on-1.
I would love to know how behind the kids were when they arrived on the mainland in year 7.
Oh, my God.
They can't be kept up, can they?
That is mad.
Right, a couple of other ones quickly for you. This one here. I'm talking about the oldest food items in the cupboard. I cleaned my mum's kitchen cupboards last year at the beginning of lockdown out of boredom. I found some ground allspice from 1989, which means it's been through 3 house moves, a divorce and a remarriage.
Oh, wow.
That's from Kate there.
If that allspice could talk, hey?
And this is, we'll do this one last one. This is a nice one to make you feel better about your own kids. Rob and Josh, listening to the podcast the other day about ways of being woken up, this takes me back to when our eldest son was about 2. I woke up to a cute little voice saying, brushy, brushy, brushy. Then in my half awake state, began to realize I could smell bleach and something touching my face and hair.
Oh my God.
Yep, you've guessed it. He was brushing my hair with the loo brush.
Oh my God.
Traumatic wake up with bleach patches in hair and the thought of shit particles in my face.
Yeah, that's worse.
Good morning.
That's worse than the bleach. I take the bleach over the shit.
It depends on the kind of bleach, doesn't it? And it depends on what pattern the bleach. Shit particles are always worse. But if they manage to bleach it, but in the shape of like a swastika.
Yeah, that would be the worst. But what, in the hair? In the hair, you might get a cool kind of bleached side sweep. Not that there is such a thing. But you might look like, you know,
Paulie Walnuts from Sopranos or something, couldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I still think shit particles on the face is the worst part there.
Do you know what would make us feel better about that? A bit of Faye Ripley.
Oh, Faye Ripley. I love Faye Ripley. She's
brilliant.
One of the best actors in the UK. But also, she's got banter, and most actors don't.
Exactly, mate. Do you know what? You'll know this from doing panel shows, Rob. There are people who you can book, because you can't always just book comedians.
No.
But you're booking someone, and they're as good as a comedian. They're as funny as a comedian, but they take up one of the other spots.
I'd argue sometimes funnier than apparent comedians, because we've all been on panel shows with people that shouldn't be there, haven't we, Josh?
Yeah, but it's, you know, we found podcasts now, Rob, and we're good at them, so that's fine.
There's no stress of a laugh. We can just chat and it's fine. There's no edit to worry about. But no, Faye Ripley is hilarious. She's lovely and very, very funny. So hilarious and very funny is the same thing. But anyway, we're fans of Faye Ripley, and it's a great chat, isn't it? She's got teenage children.
I'd say, you know, this was an absolutely joyful way to spend my Saturday morning. Loved it.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm aware I say it's one of my favourite episodes so often, but
yeah, you do, but then, you know,
but you know,
the bar's just getting higher, Josh. That's what's
exactly
happening.
The quality just keeps on climbing, and this is
we're getting better. The guests know what the vibe is now. We're all exactly. Everyone's got USB
and
mics.
Do you know what the other thing? Everyone's got a mic
at the start, trying to set this up, and people were trying to talk at me through their gaming headsets.
We're not having to talk about lockdown, so exactly. The interviews are more interesting.
Yeah, it's, you know, things are a little bit brighter, so we don't have to talk about the horrendous doom of the pandemic. It's still going on, but it's managed by vaccines and testing, Josh.
Exactly.
We're not those scared little boys in March anymore.
No.
Just wondering, thinking, it'll probably be sorted by August. No, it won't. You'll probably be listening to this now and go, little did they know, it was another 4 years. By the time it got sorted, Boris was bald. He didn't even need to worry about the barbers opening.
But the good news is we always had that Saturday morning when we could be positive with Faye Ripley before the world went to shit again.
Positive with Faye Ripley. That sounds like a book. enjoy the episode, guys.
Faye Ripley, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for doing this, Faye. This is very exciting.
You didn't sound confident.
It's the morning, and you guys, because you've got younger kids, have probably been up for hours, but my kids are teenagers, so this is like the equivalent of 3 a.m. Do you know what I mean?
So 10 a.m. we started on a Saturday morning. Thank you for obliging.
Yeah. Not at all, but I'm the only one up.
Really?
Are you?
That's what's going to happen to you guys.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
We said exactly the same time.
it's really fast because it's all like sand through your fingers, all this, you know, it happens very, very quickly. At your stage, feels slow. My stage, it's gone like lightning.
Do you miss our stage, Faye?
I think I'm on the verge of hanging around school pickup points without having to pick anyone up. Like, I think I'm about...
A paedophile? You're going to be a paedophile, Faye?
I'm going to be a paedophile without any sexual intent. So looking for children to look after.
Yeah. Aww. Oh. So what's your setup? How old are your kids?
So my daughter's 18, mm-hmm. and my son is 14. So I'm still babying my son very much so. So I'm still making a packed lunch and folding his pants and doing that stuff whilst he basically masturbates mainly. We're at that stage. We're not talking about it.
No. But you're aware it's happening.
I mean, I don't even know. It's the elephant in the room. All I know, because I'm still sort of mothering him, I'm sort of doing that thing where I take tissues up and leave them.
No.
In case. Oh, yes, you're going to do it. We can't not talk about this. You know.
Well, are not talking
hang
about
on,
it.
So what? You've not spoken to him about it, but you put tissues in his room.
Yeah, I mean, he has a bit of hay fever, so it's like, it's also...
Rob, you've been complaining about your hay fever.
Yeah, exactly. I find when I go out into a park and I wank, my hay fever is a nightmare.
There's a lot of moisture around, isn't
yeah.
there?
Yeah. Wow. So have you not had any conversations about sexual education stuff with him?
Do you do the chat? Is that a thing, Faye?
I've done a bit of the chat around, but I've sort of, you know, I do it around the sort of respect of women, but I don't talk about like respect of his little penis because I think that's too much for mum.
I think the word little penis is disrespectful,
yeah.
Faye.
If he listens back to you, yeah, you can't say that.
No.
Just his penis.
But, I mean, you know, we're at a funny old stage where I'm still calling them my babies, but us, I mean, it's like my 18-year-old daughter is about to start driving lessons, you know, when she's allowed to. And that's a real thing for me because I, you know, it feels like yesterday that I had a car seat in the back, like you guys. And suddenly she's going to drive me. And then I guess the next stage is I'm in the back.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that. And then, and then they're going to open the window because my breath smells. that's the next stage. And you know it and I know it.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Today, Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Does it feel weird to think, do you think back to them as children a lot?
Well, it's too painful. I can't look at pictures. I can't. I'm
really?
It's so hard for me. I literally, when the computer pops up, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, then I just the sort of low, deep sob. And I'm on the bus.
Sorry.
Looking at my phone. But, you know, it's sort of, because it's also a part of, you know, you just go, I was part of a big gang, which you're in, you know, the pushchair gang. And I still am technically, I mean, I'm still parenting.
Yeah.
But it's, I'm on the cusp.
Your daughter who's 18,
mm.
is she considering if she's going to leave home?
She's, I mean, very much so based on the hatred of her mum. No, it's not. She doesn't hate me, but that you have to go through that stage, don't you? We know that. We know that.
So do you still clash slightly, or she's sort of grown out of that?
Well, the thing you do, you clash about the small stuff, but she's. But I've always got the upper hand at the moment because she's wearing all my clothes. So I'm like, don't shout at me, mate. You're in my old clothes. Like you still rely on me for your wardrobe and everything else.
Is that because you're really trendy, or is it because it's old stuff that has come back again, Faye? What is it?
She does refer to it as vintage. That's true. That is. You've pretty much hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah.
Me? I mean, not a chance of me fitting into them.
Okay.
But she's in that thing where she can, you know, need a cuddle, but also tell me she hates me at the same time, all in the same breath.
Yeah.
So much to look forward to, guys.
So was you tempted to have like a third, like, or did you only ever want to, like, as they were getting older? Because some people do that and they have like a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old and they think, oh, I want a baby again. Or was you happy to tap out too?
If I could have a baby now, I'm looking for someone to breastfeed. I mean, literally, it's like a mission. The husband's not that keen. But no, I do. I see, I have said to somebody, there's probably not a lot in there, but could I breastfeed your baby? And they do look scared. If I could, my friends, I would. But I also do look at your lives yeah. and feel a bit sorry for you. So it's sort of, yeah. you know, it's hard work. It is. It's such hard work. And it was, and there is an element of when you get to this stage, it does feel a bit like a holiday. You are parenting in such a different way. I feel like a sort of a head of a gang. You have to also adopt a new language as well, you know.
Can I ask if you're trying to, because me and Rob have had a debate over the last couple of weeks about how out of touch I am with
young folk,
youth culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you try and get into the same, are you trying to listen to their music? Are you trying to be across their TV shows? Are you on TikTok? Or are you going, I'm not part of that?
I'm not trying, but I am. You inevitably get drawn into it, to be honest.
Mm.
A bit of the gang culture.
Yeah.
That you know, you sort of can't help it, really. I mean, like my 14-year-old son, before the pandemic and all that, bought and sold like designer trainers and clothes from Supreme and different places. And so from about 11, I found myself queuing at 4 a.m. for really expensive trainers along with...
Is he a hype beast?
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
that's what they're called, isn't it? Hype beast.
I'm out of my depth.
And I'd be in the queue then because he's too young to do it. And it's sort of illegal maybe for him to be there at all. And then...
And are people going, is Faye Ripley getting up at 4 a.m. to buy expensive trainers?
She wants a Louis Vuitton hoodie with Supreme written across for $8,000 more than anything.
I'd love to think that these 18-year-old hype beasts knew who the hell I was. I was getting them all breakfast and making sure they were hydrated. That's what I was doing.
And there was not one fan of Cold Feet in that queue?
No. Not of that age. I'll tell you where the fans of Cold Feet are. I'm a vaccine volunteer, thank you very much, and I help. Yep. And they're all there. They're all in their 80s. They're loving it. Those cues, they know exactly who I am, even in a mask.
Faye, have you found as the vaccines have been handed out to younger and younger people, you're getting less and less recognised?
That is exactly what's happening.
Just swaggering around the vaccine centre, giving it a large, and then, oh no, it's the 40s.
Oh, sorry, I can't talk. I'm on the phone to John Thompson.
Exactly.
The second jab, you're going to get a second go at the, yeah. at the star
oh,
thing.
Wonderful. Great news for the second jab for me.
And do they all say to you, the older fans you have, oh, I didn't know you weren't from Manchester?
Yes. It's a worry for me if they don't.
I still can't deal with it, Faye.
Really?
Every time I'm like, oh yeah, of course.
I mean,
but that's your range.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never really bought my accent in.
Haven't you? No, I think you're being unfair.
I've always questioned it.
I think it's. You've got to remember, we've been brought up on Daphne from Frasier. Any good Manchester accent, and we're buying.
Yeah,
it, mate.
No, fair enough. If that's your benchmark, I agree. I totally agree.
So you're buying trainers at 4 a.m. for your son.
I am, and sort of, you know, the point is you do get sucked into their sort of world by definition. I'm always sort of slightly lagging behind. So I was still on Radio 1 and those DJs for quite a few years, and they'd moved well on from that. And so then I have to go, oh, okay, what am I meant to be listening to now?
What have they moved on to?
Yeah.
I don't listen to anything conventional or find it in any conventional way.
Like, they're down the record shop. No long players, no.
No.
They haven't been to Al Price once, have they?
No, Frank? Which is odd. But they give me stuff on my playlist to listen to that, you know, that they'll find for me and put on there. So
what are you listening? What are the points where your tastes meet?
They probably meet, well, maybe around Kanye. Yeah, probably. I think that's where...
Yeah, that's a good middle ground.
Middle-aged people meet young people, probably. It's hard. It is quite hard to keep up. What I've noticed is there's the shift from where you are, where your kids, they can be stroppy or whatever, but they look up to you and they need your guidance, to when you see your kids look at you with pity. I think that's where I'm at.
When has that happened?
That happened recently. My 18-year-old looked at me literally like 2 days ago and went, oh, you really need to get a life.
Oh.
And she wasn't saying it to be mean. It was genuine. She was like, what you've got is not enough. Like, that, my friends, is ahead.
Wow.
What had you done,
Faye? Well, that's the point. She was planning her week ahead. and she saw my diary, which was basically you guys at 10 in the morning, which I was quite excited about. And she was like, "Well, so that's it?" And I was, yeah, maybe. That's maybe it.
So what are you doing with your weekend? Do you spend your week? Because obviously this is 10 a.m. on Saturday. My weekend is dictated by my daughter. Mm. How much is your weekend going to overlap with your children's weekend?
I'm still sort of, it still does overlap, but it's mainly, you know, that sort of cliche of being the driver. So because they don't drive, I'm still needed. Thank God. Okay. So I'm not going to buy them a car. Okay, that's clear. Because otherwise then what's the point of me?
Yes, and they'll leave you, won't they?
Yeah.
And you don't want to give them the vehicle. A prison warden wouldn't dig a tunnel for the prisoner.
Exactly. Exactly. That is perfect. That's how they feel, and that's how I feel.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Are you going to get them insured on your car?
Oh, that's going to be so expensive. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to.
Faye, you're earning, mate. I know. It's not about the finance,
no,
Faye.
But it's about the principle, isn't it, though? Because if they've got jobs, have they got like Saturday jobs? Well, no, nothing's open to have a job, is there, really?
My son's the new Alan Sugar, mate. He's got his...
Yeah. My son's literally going to... He's going to buy me everything when he's older. So that's the deal.
Is he quite a bit of an entrepreneur, then?
He's amazing. Total entrepreneur. You put a fiver in his hand, it turns into a tenner. My daughter... Not so much. No. Just flushing it down the toilet. My daughter, I have to tell you about my daughter's finance. So when she was at school, she would get the bus to school and she would walk to the bus stop and I'd wave her goodbye and she'd text me when she got to school. And there was a time when she was about 14 and she was texting me and the texts were really quick after she'd left home. Yeah. She'd been getting Ubers from the bus stop.
Oh, my word.
Racked up $2,000. $2,000.
$2,000. Whoa.
So they've got your Uber account in case they get stuck somewhere for an emergency, but she got
She didn't. She didn't. She just finessed it. She just went into my phone and worked it out.
Oh, so you didn't even put her on it? That is naughty. I think you should speak to the police.
She had to pay it back. She had to pay it back. Okay.
How is she paying it back?
Well, she's had 4 years. Well, can I say, she was meant to be going on a holiday that summer. She didn't go.
Oh, yeah. Talk to me about this, Faye. I want to know the full court case.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Oh, my word. I'm not strong enough, Faye, to do that.
So what holiday was it she was supposed to go on?
With her mates. Yeah. Pulled it.
The plug.
Yeah. Got to do something.
How old was she then?
I don't know, 14, 15 14. Maybe?
Oh, my God, the thought of telling a 14-year-old daughter that she couldn't go on holiday. Oh, my God. But you've got to do it.
You've got to do it. It was tough. I mean, we're still shaken 4 years later. It's still there. It's still very much a scar on the family. But it's hopefully, like now, obviously now we feel a bit safer about the Uber account now. So,
my God.
My daughter, I think she's still punishing me for having had my son, for having had a second child. Okay. So have you got that with your oldest?
Well, my daughter, my second child is being born in a month.
We'll find out.
Yeah, so we're about to find out how that works out.
Oh, that's so interesting. I mean, let's see how that works out. My daughter...
I was hoping you were going to say that's so magnificent. But you said interesting, which made me worry.
Well, it's she, my daughter...
You're going to have such an interesting time.
Don't do what we did, right? My husband, when I gave birth and he went back to get her to then bring her to the hospital or whatever to meet her brother, and she said... What does he look like? And as a joke, my husband showed her a picture of herself. Okay, how to mess with it.
Oh my God.
And she just went ashen and went, you've given birth to another me. And it was not good.
Oh, so she was four then?
She was four.
Yeah.
And she, from that day on to now, has never drawn a picture that included her brother.
Oh my God, Faith. Oh my God. This is mental. We might have to hand this audio recording over to the police. This feels like the start of a Netflix doc.
Yeah, but she includes the dog.
Includes the dog.
She includes the dog. So Barry.
Do they not get on still, or do they just not?
No, she gets on, but it's like, sorry, I didn't ask for that. I didn't ask for the second one. I wanted to be an only child, and I've got lumber with him. He's perfectly all right, but. It's, you know, just gets in my way.
Did you have siblings, Fi?
I have a really weird setup where I was an only child of the partnership of my mum and dad. So I sort of felt like an only child, but they split up when I was two. So I never knew any different. And there was siblings. So then I had like half brother and a half sister, but also step brothers and sisters that I was all brought up with as though we were right, all. So yeah. It was a real mélange.
Blended's the new word, isn't it? Blended.
Very blended. Quite blended quite early on in history for blending, I feel. But yeah, it was good, you know. It was a big load. Yeah. Well, basically, I had a weird mix where of sort of my mum lived in a tiny little cottage with my little sister and we had an outside toilet, and then my dad lived on a massive estate and I had my own shotgun. Do you know what I mean? It was a weird... It was weird, my childhood.
I think though, with going back to your daughter's Uber bill, I think there's always one, you know, in a family, one of the kids always does something like that, whether it's a phone bill or something like that, where it's the first time they push their luck and see what they can get away with, then it all kicks off. My brother did that with a phone bill once and he had to pay it back. And it's just sort of boundaries, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think what's interesting is how long it took you to notice.
Yes. I don't know, because I'd take some Ubers and I was like, I didn't.
And if it's
over
a long period, it does rack up. And like, especially with our jobs.
Oh, and what was that moment when it felt like when the scales fell from your eyes? Like, that must have just been.
It was on my husband's birthday and we were in a restaurant and we had to leave. Oh, no. We had to leave, yeah. Because he started going through it. And my son and I, the overriding thing, my son's a real foodie and so am I. And we could see this disaster happening on the other side of the table. And we were like, and my husband going, oh my God, oh my God, as he was flicking through the thing.
Was your daughter there as well?
Yeah, yeah. And that was kicking off.
Oh my word.
But my son and I had ordered some calamari and were really keen to not walk out before we'd got it.
This is the most bougie conversation that's ever happened. Just you're having calamari, watching teenage girls.
This is a treat. This whole outing is a treat. We've been looking forward to that calamari for a long time.
So it was like a big family night out. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So then what did she say when you first discovered all the receipts?
The thing is, you know, as a mum, I just felt sorry for her because she'd been caught. Like, it's an awful thing.
Yeah.
I've been caught. Like, it's awful.
Yeah.
And you sort of go... Part of me just wanted to give her a big hug, but was having to go, no, this is really serious. But also wanted to go, oh, it's okay. Don't worry. Drain my account.
It's a life lesson moment, isn't it, in your teenage years?
It is.
So what advice, you know, because I've got two daughters, Josh has got a daughter, and like I'm petrified of the teenage years of a young woman.
Awful.
And you've just gone through that, basically. She's 18 and sort of still sort of on the edge of that. Is there any bit of advice, because it's not too long ago, that you could give us?
The bit of advice about it coming up, I mean,
when does it start to change?
I think at about 11.
Oh, leave off? I thought 13.
Leave
off. Oh, that's, oh my God, I think my daughter's closer to that than she was being born.
Yeah. I mean, it's really soon.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Just see it as a beautiful learning curve of getting to know what it's like to get into a woman's head, because that's where they're heading. I know. It's hard.
Yeah. So, like, in 10 years' time, I'll have a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old, and that is going to be peak. So 2031, I should just book the whole year off. or book a tour in.
Book a tour. There you go.
Escape.
Oh, man.
it's great. Listen, they are brilliant. I mean, my daughter is amazing, so I can say this from that point of view. But but it's definitely a ride. It is the sort of, you know, the Kevin and Perry stuff from all those years ago. Of the teenage, it's pretty spot on, to be honest.
Yeah,
like it's not far off. The shouting. When you say morning and they go, why are you shouting at me? And you go, what? Just say good morning and here's a cup of tea. It's all quite volatile and quite sort of like you don't know where the edges are. But
does it irritate them more if you're calm with them?
That is a tool.
Yeah.
That's a tool.
The terminology is stressing me out. A tool. Like we're talking about like a sort of some diplomacy. Like that's a tool we can use.
But then they just say, don't patronise me. So it's not like the tools that you used to use on your kids when they were little. They don't come back at you with much. Do you know what I mean? But they're constantly becoming better at it than you. So it's a game of I've got to get something much cleverer on the go now.
Yeah, but then it's hard if they're like pitying you, and then you're looking at them going, "It's 4 a.m. and we're queuing for trainers, mate." I know, you know, it's a collab, but come on.
Exactly.
What's it like getting your time back? Like when you suddenly look at your weekend or your evening and you're not doing bedtime or...
that's the thing is that I'm not letting... I actually asked my son what's kind of like... Before I did this, I said, well, what's the best thing about me as a mum and the worst thing about me as a mum? And the best thing was that I still tuck him in. Do you know what I mean? I still do all that. And it's the sort of that sort of nurturing thing. But he said the worst. Oh, no, that's what he said. He said the best thing was he knew that if he murdered someone, I'd take the rap. Actually, that is what he said. But
do you know why that's not true, Faye?
Why?
Because you could have said that you'd used all those Ubers.
Yeah, true. But then.
You didn't take the rap.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that's true. So cut. Ooh. That's awful.
But don't let him know that.
No.
Don't let him know that. Oh, that I think that's the greatest vote of confidence, though, for your love. That's a wonderful way of saying how much you care.
It really is poetic.
What was the worst thing he said?
Oh, it's the overprotective thing. So that I don't need to stand in the merch queue anymore. But I'm still there.
Oh, yeah. Because you could drop him off in the queue and then go for a coffee somewhere if you can't, you know, too young to go up to London or whatever at early hours. But you're in the queue.
I'm hovering.
How are you with their friends?
I mean, I always like to try and make them like me. I'm needy. Are you like that? You know, it's that thing of please like me. And then you're looking at a four-year-old in the eyes. Please like me. And then they're 14, but still it's the same sort of relationship.
Yeah,
I miss the stage of when kids on play dates call me mum by mistake. I remember I had to wipe some kid's ass and he's like, thanks, mum. And I'm like, oh, you're all right, mate. And, you know, but those are the same kids that are coming on play dates now, basically. So
you're not still wiping their ass, are you, Faye?
No, I'm not.
No, good. Much in it when they're 14.
Yeah.
Can wipe their own ass.
Some of them do, some of them don't, I would say, at this stage.
have there been any boyfriends or girlfriends coming over, or that's not happened yet?
Well, the pandemic sort of sort of muted all of that. I mean, that's the other thing is that the lockdown stuff obviously been incredibly hard for young people. Yeah. I totally stand by that. Like for the likes of me who were in some sort of semi-retirement, it's sort of just sort of okay. But the young people, awful. But I haven't had to do so much driving around and also so much worrying about who are you getting with right now? Where are you getting with them? And, you know, everything else. It's like what drugs and alcohol is happening. No, they're all at home under my roof being safe. So, but for them, it sort of put a stop to all that sort of mixing.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah, that's the age hard. Where you are out and about all the time, going to house parties and bars and stuff, especially for your 18-year-old. And is she at uni or is she?
She's not. She's still in the A-level stage. But, I mean, I haven't been able to have any affairs, so they haven't either. You know, it's put a stop to it for all of us.
And how's your husband with that? Is he similar
he's
to you?
Okay, where, like, he's okay to not have affairs. He's okay.
He's found a way. He's a trier.
He goes on the dog walk.
But, like, is he similar to you of, like, misses them being young and still sort of is, like, it's not babying them, but, like, you want them to be your little darlings, or is he quite happy that they're growing up and becoming more independent?
He's half Italian, so he's quite trad, that sort of Italian dad thing. I have to sort of pull him back off the edge of you know, Godfather music playing in the background when he gives the speech to them about how to behave. We're both pretty soppy with them. I think that will be the thing that they will find and are finding probably the most annoying and claustrophobic, I'm going to say. I think they use the claustrophobic word quite a lot with us.
But I think that's they'll appreciate that in hindsight.
Will they? Hope so. Hope so, Josh.
Have you done anything, though, where, like, they'll always think that because kids always think your parents are being too over, like, cautious. But have you ever done anything you just thought, I've gone too far here? You know, trying to find where they are and all that kind of stuff. I have visions of myself part-time outside pubs waiting for them all night.
I mean, 100%. I did a drive when I dropped my daughter at a party. I dropped her and thought, I'm just going to do a drive-by. But at the time...
Not a drive-by killing. No. Just a drive.
No, a drive-by, like, just to double-check she got in okay and that they weren't all hanging about outside. What I hadn't factored in was that at the time I was in a white Range Rover in a, like, neon, like, jacket. Was very highly visible, is what I'm saying. But also that the house...
Why have you got a white Range Rover? I didn't have you as a white Range Rover person.
I don't now. My husband didn't want it. It's a very flashy car. I really like really flashy cars, and my husband likes really boring cars. So it's a thing. But the anyway, I was in for a brief time. I had a flashy car, but the party, what I didn't realize was in a one way system. So I got looped into it, and I kept going round and round and round. And she was outside going, my mum is literally driving past every 5 minutes. And everyone was like, there's your mum off the telly. And oh, wow, she is really driving by a lot. So,
in a white Range.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just signed for Man City in a white Range. Do they recognise you off the telly, though, as well? You know, like you were saying, Cold Feet fans are not normally 17-year-olds doing A-levels, but do they know you as the lady off the telly? And how's that for your daughter? Does she like that, or is it embarrassing?
I mean, look, my level of recognition with people is not, you know, I'm not Madonna, so it's okay. The level's okay. You know, let's not
pretend.
You've got
the same car, though, haven't you?
But I've got the same car, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to get recognised more than I deserve to get. It's very much trying to signal, hey, everyone.
Hey, guys.
But the kids were brought up, as yours probably are, that they are the ones who have to take the picture on people's phones. So they're used to it, because they get shoved a thing. Nobody cares. They just go, here, take a picture of me and your mum. Wow. And that's what they're used to.
I find that annoying. They're too young to be done that now, but I think I find that annoying. I find it annoying when they're like that to Lou, my wife, and they're just like, you do that. I'm like, well, but be polite.
I'm pleased that they recognise me. Oh,
yeah, you've got your neon jacket on, white Range, you're just
I'm really genuinely grateful.
Are there either of them interested in acting?
My daughter is literally... I mean, there's been this recent, very weird switch where we haven't let... And my daughter, who has said she's wanted to be an actress for a while, and we've said, no, you cannot do anything, like, just stay with school stuff. Anyway, we, like, 2 months ago said, oh, fine, okay, go for it. And she's managed to bag herself this massive agent, and, da, 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 and she's off and flying. Anyway, I find myself, I'm having to, like, I'm the voice behind the camera now, putting her on tape as an audition now. I'm like...
Oh, you're just the other side of the audition tape.
I'm like, I was an army colonel yesterday.
Oh, so you're doing the scenes with her?
Yeah, she's getting loads of auditions, and I'm now reading in with her to help her. I'm like, hang on a minute. What?
Hey,
I'm the actress, not you.
Yeah.
Are you hoping that they're going to get back in touch and go, we're not going to have you, but that woman that played the Colonel was phenomenal. Is
extraordinary. What a wonderful take on the...
Was she from Manchester?
Yeah. But soon I'll be holding the camera. You know, that is what will happen, no doubt, with my daughter. So,
And do you love that she's following in your footsteps?
No! Of course not. It's awful. It's a terrible job. I mean, actresses and actors who go on about...
Your husband's an actor, is that? That's right.
Yes,
as well, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. We're totally over it. Obviously it has its upsides, yeah. But white Range Rover. It's hard. It's a really hard thing. You just get rejected every day of your life, basically. And then every now and then you don't get rejected. But it's a tough one to wish on your kid, because it is great on many, many levels. It's great, but it's quite tough. It is quite tough. On the ego.
Is she going to go away to stage school? Is the wrong word, isn't it?
Whatever, drama school, you know, or something like that.
Drama school.
I don't know. I think she might just get in there. I think she might just go, because, you know, one of the things that you're selling at her stage is her youth. So I think she might just go for that. But she may go to drama school. She may do that. I'm not sure yet. But
And with the parting and stuff when they're teenagers, did they... I don't know how much of a tearaway you were, but like... I hear on the grapevine that teenagers are different now and they're not into drinking and they're not into, you know, they're far more into health and stuff like that.
Has a Jesuit priest told you that?
No, but that's what they say about students and stuff.
I think that's what you're hoping for. No, I think they've moved away from drink and it's just drugs now they do, young people.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And how do you manage the drinking and stuff?
What are your rules?
I mean, I have to... Well, the rules, I don't even know. Look at me trying to work out what my rules are.
There are no rules.
I'm not one of the parents who say, have a drink to my kids. I know quite a few people who've done that where they want to drink with their children. I don't get that.
No.
I used to be quite shocked that my daughter would go to somebody's house and say, oh yeah, and they offered me a drink. And I'm like, they did what? Sixes. I'm like, hello, Marjorie. Do you think that's wise? She's only 16. So I don't do that. I don't like doing the partying with them. I don't understand that. But it's that control thing. We just do a lot of picking up, as you say, waiting outside at 2 a.m. because that way you can kind of keep an eye on it. Luckily, my daughter doesn't really like the taste of alcohol. I didn't drink until I was, I don't know, mid-20s. I mean, then I did everything, but but I did
you
do
really
it all
had a
late.
Go at it. Yeah.
Yeah, cool, yeah.
Well, I think really alcohol's for older people to cope. It's not really, you know, it's life's too good at 18. You don't need, you know. I have a couple of glasses of wine in the evening just so I don't feel anymore. That's what most parents do. You know, I'm not doing it for a buzz. I'm doing it, you know.
For a numbing. It's numbing.
Yeah. Just self-numbing.
Mm. Yeah, lovely. When will you let your kids have their first drink?
I don't know. I agree with you. I wouldn't be like forcing it on them. The thought of getting drunk with my children is an odd one.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Well, I think really I'm drinking less and less as I'm getting older. And then by the time they get to 15, another 10 years time when they're 15 and 13, and that's when you may let them have a sip of wine or whatever. I think I'd let them have a little sip of drink because it's not very nice, is it? When you don't know what, you know, the numb it brings.
Yeah, that's the best thing to stop kids drinking is to let them try beer at 13 and they realise it's absolutely horrible.
You're going to do the same with crack cocaine?
Yes, I am.
No, that's too good though, though. That's nice. That's the problem. That is lovely, you know?
Yeah.
Where drink isn't it, unless you have loads. I don't know. I think you don't want to be like, yeah, come and have a drink with me, but then you don't want them to like have never touched it and you'd be angry if they did, because it's sort of like a middle ground, isn't it, where they, you know.
It's all a middle ground.
When you've picked your daughter up at 2 a.m. and she is drunk and you're, how do you feel in that situation?
The dynamic we've had is that she's normally with a mate who is drunk. So she's normally the one looking after, if you know what I mean. That's a thing anyway. Looking after other people's drunk kids that's a whole other thing of responsibility and anger. I mean, I've always been quite angry on a play date. I'm going to be honest as a mum.
Have you?
Yeah. Always quite angry with the other kids. just for the lack of manners and the...
Oh, I am terrible. I cannot do it. If someone's kid is a bit naughty and they've got any manners, I'm just like, I find it so hard not to just start being like the enforcement officer.
Yeah.
And go, you're saying thanks for that, yeah? Get off the sofa now.
Yeah, I do do that. I agree with
you. What are you doing?
Like, yeah. or picking at the food you've made for them, and you're going, sorry that a salmon en croûte isn't doing it for you.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's what I've made
what we
you.
Eat here.
Yeah.
We had a couple of years ago, we had a big birthday party, and we had a big bouncy castle in the garden, and this kid came in, he had my Nintendo DS, and went, I want to play on this. I went, there's a bouncy castle out there. He went, I don't want to go on it. I went, I don't care. Guess on it. And it took the Nintendo off him. Like his little pricks trying to take, get on the bouncy castle, but mate.
What parent is sending their kid to a kid's party with a DS?
No, it was my one he was trying to play.
Oh.
he'd sniffed it out. Sniffed out a bit of Mario. He wanted a bit of Italian plumbing.
Your gaming chair is, it's upsetting me.
Oh, what? Right on. Why is it upsetting you, Faye? And when have you seen it? Are you in my house? On Instagram?
On Instagram.
Yeah, why do you not like it?
Because you're a grown man.
Look, Faye, I'm a grown man that games. Plus, I've been doing a lot of podcasting and writing, and I've been getting a bad back. I've been told by a chiropractor to get this chair, and also I'm not allowed to sleep.
They did not tell you to get a gaming chair.
He gave me a ball to sit on, but it was too much for my core to handle. Got them bouncy pregnancy balls. But if you sleep on your front, I sleep on my front, it's really bad for your back. And he told me to get a pregnancy pillow.
Do you sleep? You sleep on your front?
Yeah.
Baby owls sleep on their front.
And Rob Beckett.
And Rob Beckett.
So
it's bad.
I never
for you,
thought
though.
It would come to this, but I never thought I'd be saying Faye Ripley. Which side do you sleep on?
Well, thank you for asking. I'm going to say all sides.
All sides. 360.
Yes. Facets all side.
Yeah. Is that?
I go on side. I think
side's good.
I can't do back.
Back's impossible.
Back's impossible.
If you sleep on your back all night, you're doing too much in the day. You're too tired.
Or you're drinking too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, it is a bit of an ugly chair, but it's doing wonders for my posture, Faye.
Sitting on it now, Rob?
I'm sitting on it now, yeah. I can recline fully if I need to, but I never have needed to. But it's good to know you've got the option.
It's the headrest bit that one's very aware of.
Has your son got a gaming chair? Does he play on online games?
He doesn't, because I am still in control of him. And I will not in any way allow a gaming chair into my... Rather lovely home.
I understand they are ugly, but forget the chair. No. Does he play online gaming though?
Like, yes, he does.
Warzone or Fortnite and stuff
sure,
like that?
Sure, sure.
And
you prefer him to be killing people online than sitting in a gaming chair. That's what you've established.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It's all about the aesthetic.
It's true, but the problem is the aesthetic of my back, I was turning into like a hunchback. So, you know, you've got to put your body first, Faye. I've always said that.
Yeah, and it's clear that you do.
I do put my body
Sorry, Rob, it sounded like you were cracking on to pay then.
Well, yeah, I'm not cracking off.
Go middle ground.
Let's just listen to our bodies and put our bodies
let's
first.
Put our bodies first. Faye, this has been amazing. I think you've got it's one last so question, fun. Faye, that we would like to ask all our guests. Is there something that your partner does, parenting-wise, that drives you mad that you haven't said to him because it would cause a big argument, but deep down every time he does it, it annoys you? Or is it something from when the kids were younger that used to piss you off? I get the feeling you would have told him already, Faye.
Well,
because it's only been 45 minutes and you've told me off about my chair. And you've not actually seen it in the flesh. You've seen a snippet of a headrest.
There's quite a long list, and you're right. I definitely am quite open with my thoughts, my negative thoughts. Oh, probably the thing with my husband... And it's something that my son says in the house a lot. He says, oh, the actor's house, is because my husband does quite a lot of monologuing. So the monologues, which my son refers to as the sort of Shakespearean monologues, it's like, there's some dirty pants on the floor and they need picking up. Right, I'll just go, pick your blooming dirty pants up. But my husband's habit of... You know, it shows enormous disrespect in a household.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Cringe,
and that is when, and bless him, everything he's saying is right, but it's one, rhyming, too like really, really long. And it is, and that is when my son identifies it as, Dad, you're not at the Globe now. Let me just pick up my pants and stick them in the laundry.
Brilliant. Oh, wow.
Oh, Faye, that's been amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, bless you guys. Well, enjoy your pushchairs and your car seats and your breastfeeding.
I will do.
Oh, well, we will do.
Thank you, Faye. It's been brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Faye Ripley, Josh.
Faye Ripley.
You do it.
Do you know what, Robert? Let's keep it in.
Okay, look, we are quite pretty, you know, we're not always slick professionals.
No, exactly.
I love Faye Ripley. She's so funny.
She's brilliant. She's so funny. She's so honest as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to talk about it. The division of her in that White Ranger. Right. She's so funny because, like, I'd have her on paper as being a fairly sort of aloof parent, quite chilled out and like whatever, but she's obviously still like, what are my kids doing?
I thought I'd love Faye Ripley to be my mum. Like, she came across as a great mum.
She will hate that. From a man that's nearly 40, that I'd love Faye Ripley to be my mum. That is...
My sister. I'd love her to be my cool sister.
Cool younger sister. No, that was really good. Uber bill. Also, that was 4 or 5 years ago when Uber... About 5 years ago, Ubers were dirt cheap, weren't they? Trying to get in, and then now they're normal price. Oh.
Yeah, $2,000's worth of Ubers. What's that Uber going to... Say that Uber's costing... I don't think it's costing a tenner because the school's not that far away.
No, but she was doing it there and back.
Yeah, 200 days maybe at 10 quid a day. God. Oh, my word.
But to be fair, she, you know, dealt with it well, banning the summer holiday.
Oh, my God. I would not have enjoyed that week when your child is at home when they should have gone on holiday.
Exactly. Or you do the other option, you put your child in an Uber to rack up another $2,000 bill, but they're not allowed out of the Uber. And just, you know that when you find a kid smoking, you make them smoke all the cigarettes.
You're now going to have to go everywhere in an Uber.
You're doing the Gumball Rally in an Uber. 25 laps of the M25 in an Uber every Saturday to pay you back. You like Ubers, do you? Well, you're going to have an Uber.
Thank you to everyone for listening. Yes. It's been an absolute pleasure.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Bye.
See you then. Bye.